Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Deadlock ends in Parliament as government and opposition agree to hold discussion on Vande Mataram and electoral reforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi renames Prime Minister's office as Seva Tirth. Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas also renamed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. President Draupadi Murmu to grace Navy's operational demo in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar to assume chairship of International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance in Sweden today. In hockey, hosts India enters quarterfinal of A5H Men's Junior World Cup, beating Switzerland 5-0. And in men's cricket, India to face South Africa in second ODI in Raipur, Chhattisgarh this afternoon. And now the news in detail. The standoff between the government and the opposition in Parliament was resolved as both sides agreed to hold a discussion on the national song Vande Mataram as well as electoral reforms. After 2 days of chaos and disruptions, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a business advisory committee meeting with floor leaders where it was decided that a 10-hour-long discussion on electoral reforms will be held in the lower house of parliament on the 9th and 10th of December. During the meeting, it was also decided that the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram will take place from 12 noon on 8th of December. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to initiate the special discussion on the 150th anniversary of India's national song. The decision comes after the Parliament was facing several adjournments amid persistent sloganeering by opposition MPs demanding a discussion on the ongoing Special Intensive Revision or SIR of voter lists in 9 states and union territories. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said for parliamentary democracy, the election process is extremely important. So, finally, everybody has agreed for the discussion.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly and everyone should get an opportunity to speak. Parliament
House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renamed the Prime Minister's office as Seva Tirth. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned that the names of Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas are being changed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. He described this as an important milestone in the nation's journey towards building a developed and superior India with service and good governance as key priorities. The Home Minister added that over the past 11 years, the Narendra Modi government has been synonymous with service rather than power, where the Prime Minister considers himself a Pradhan Sevak and working 24/7 for the people. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the Navy's operational demo as the chief guest in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, this afternoon. We have more from our correspondent.
Shankhamukham Beach near Thiruvananthapuram is all set to welcome President Draupadi Murmu for an operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. The President will arrive at Thiruvananthapuram International Airport in the afternoon and proceed to the beach to attend the event as the chief guest. The MH-60R helicopter will offer a grand salute to the President at Shankhamukham. The operational demo will highlight the Navy's strength and combat readiness, featuring 19 major warships and 32 aircrafts, including fighter jets and surveillance aircrafts. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
On the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to individuals and institutions for their exemplary effort in empowering persons with disabilities in New Delhi today. The ceremony aims to celebrate the resolve dedication and empowerment of persons with disabilities, honoring their courage and accomplishments, students with disabilities, senior diplomats, industry partners, and dignitaries and officials from the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities are expected to attend the ceremony. On the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, as part of our podcast series, Person Behind the Story, we will broadcast a conversation with Chosin Angmo, the first visually impaired woman in the world to climb Mount Everest. To listen to the entire broadcast, tune into Akashwani FM Gold today at 10 past 9 a.m. in the morning. It can also be heard today in the evening at 5:30 p.m. India has been invited for the first time to chair the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, or International IDEA. On behalf of India, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will assume the chairship of International IDEA at Stockholm in Sweden today. Over India's chairship, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, "The entire world knows and acknowledges the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India." He further said that it is a moment of great pride for all the citizens and election workers of India.
The entire world has recognized and acknowledged the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India, and for this reason a prestigious group of 37 democratic countries has invited India to the chairship of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA, for the first time in its 30-year history. This is a matter of immense pride for all citizens and election officials of India.
The Union Home Ministry has appointed senior advocate Madhav Khurana as the special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in the case related to the November 10 car blast near the Red Fort that claimed 15 lives. According to a government order, Mr. Khurana has been appointed special public prosecutor for 3 years on behalf of the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, to conduct trial and other legal matters before the NIA Special Court and the Delhi High Court. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said that India's TB mortality rate has decreased from 28 per lakh population in 2015 to 21 per lakh population in 2024. Addressing the Members of Parliament on the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan at the extended Parliament House Annex Auditorium, Mr. Nadda underscored the important leadership roles of the MPs in achieving the goal of TB elimination. He urged the MPs to monitor the campaign in their respective constituencies, raise awareness and reduce stigma around the disease, and mobilize the community to actively participate in the campaign.
Last year, we launched a program for a TB Mukt Bharat, under which we focused on the identification of tuberculosis cases. We had organized a discussion with MPs. All of you contributed well towards it. We had really good outcomes. But we felt the need for deeper discussion with MPs and stronger sensitization efforts.
National Highways Authority of India, or NHAI, has signed an agreement with Reliance Jio to deploy telecom-based safety alert systems across national highways. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the initiative aims to strengthen road safety by providing timely information to national highway users, enabling them to adjust speed and driving behavior well in advance. Under this, travelers will receive advance warnings on their mobile phones through SMS, WhatsApp and high-priority calls. It will be integrated in a phased manner with digital platforms of NHAI, including the Rajmarg Yatra mobile application and emergency helpline number 1033. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. According to an official in the External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Cooperation in defense, energy and space have been very significant between India and Russia. There is a growing interest in both countries to further deepen these ties. India and Russia are expected to sign a labor mobility agreement to protect the Indian workers and boost skilled migration. Addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi yesterday, spokesperson for the President of Russia, Dmitry Peskov, expressed confidence that the trade volume will reach $100 billion by 2030.
We have managed to ensure the growth of our trade volume for more than $63 billion. It's overall trade volume. It's quite significant, but the potential is much more higher. And we do hope that before 2030, we'll be able to reach a horizon of $100 billion.
India's Operation Sagarbandhu continues to bolster Sri Lanka's struggle against the devastation caused by Cyclone Dithwa. The Disaster Management Center reports 465 deaths, 366 missing, and over 1.55 million people affected across all 25 districts, with Kandy suffering the highest toll. In the central province, Indian Air Force helicopter IFC-1875 delivered 2,000 kilograms of relief to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people, including a heart patient, from Irunguvatta. Another sortie airlifted 24 passengers, a pregnant woman, 5 children and foreign nationals from Kotmale to Colombo, while IFC-1885 transported 2,000 kg of aid and 19 troops to Puramadulla. High Commissioner of India Santosh Jha reviewed NDRF operations at Seduvatta near Colombo. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam, which aims to strengthen the age-old relationship between Kashi and Tamil Nadu, started yesterday. The first delegation of 216 members from Tamil Nadu reached Kashi, and they will be engaging in many activities today. The delegation will visit the Faculty of Arts Tamil section, Atal Incubation Center, Ideation Innovation and Incubation and other places, and interact with the BHU students before visiting Sarnath. And in sports, in men's hockey, India thrashed Switzerland 5-0 to qualify for quarterfinals of the FIA Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 at Madurai International Hockey Stadium in Tamil Nadu. Manmeet Shardanand Tiwari and Ashdeep Singh found the net for India. The hosts finished on top of Pool B with 9 points from 3 games. Shardanand was awarded the player of the match. And in men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the 3-match ODI series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur, Chhattisgarh, this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. India currently lead the series by 1-0 after defeating the Proteas by 17 runs in the first ODI, led by Virat Kohli's 52nd ODI ton and Kuldeep Yadav's 4-wicket haul. India registered a dominant victory in the series opener. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. Mobility Pact, arms talks on Putin visit agenda, India to press for S-400 missiles, SU-57, reports the Asian Age ahead of Russian President 2-day visit to India. To strengthen its strategic forces, India to induct third nuclear ballistic missile submarine Arid Monsoon, notes Hindustan Times. The statesman carries the government clarification on Sanchar Sathi app. Headline says, Sanchar Sathi, not a surveillance but a safety tool, can be activated, deleted anytime. Rohingyas can't be described as refugees, states the Supreme Court, under the headline in the Times of India saying illegal migrants have no legal rights. FIFA World Cup 2026 to be the biggest ever, when 48 teams will be competing across 3 nations, writes Financial Express. And finally, the Indian Express mentions about Pune researchers finding a spiral galaxy like Milky Way from early universe, one of the earliest to have been observed so far. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Deadlock ends in Parliament as government and opposition agree to hold discussion on Vande Mataram and electoral reforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi renames Prime Minister's office as Seva Teerth. Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas also renamed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. President Draupadi Murmu to grace Navy's operational demo in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar to assume chairship of International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance in Sweden today. In hockey, hosts India enters quarterfinal of FIH Men's Junior World Cup, beating Switzerland 5-0. And in men's cricket, India to face South Africa in second ODI in Raipur, Chhattisgarh this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.